election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. Johnson is already promising to deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat the opposition.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66-34%, about 2-1. Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May, who on Wednesday is expected to step down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. The U.S. envoy to Sudan says the country's path to a civilian government will be long and a complex one. Donald Booth spoke a week after military rulers and opposition parties signed an agreement that outlined a 3-year power-sharing government. That agreement follows 7 months of political protests, the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir, and many rounds of negotiations involving power players in the oil-rich nation. In a conference call from Brussels Tuesday, Booth pointed out the agreement left key details to be negotiated. He's urging the various parties to resolve the issues quickly so that, in his words, the country can begin to address issues of reform and move forward to a better future. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said he has plans to meet with the Taliban to persuade them to hold negotiations with the government in Afghanistan